We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back to the show, dear friends. Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're doing well today. It's time for us to dive into our contemplation of the week. So as usual, every Tuesday, I bring you a journaling prompt. I hope you take this to your journal to go deeper. We are talking about consistency this week, which is really important, especially if we want to take good care of ourselves.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What I want us to tune into today is a small daily practice of self-care that you want to become consistent with. But for some reason, right now, the way things are, you just haven't been able to. And when I say a practice of self-care, I don't necessarily mean those big things that we think about when we think about self-care. I don't necessarily mean, you know, getting a massage or taking a bath at the end of the day or taking a yoga class or going to therapy. I'm talking about the little tiny routines, the little things that you do in the day-to-day that actually compound with time and has the potential to change your life for the better. So an example of this is when you wake up in the morning, drinking a big glass of water first thing generally is probably a really healthy thing to do before we drink all the coffee and start our day with whatever we are ingesting and eating and drinking throughout the day. Just hydrating first thing is a pretty healthy habit to have. Doing that is an example of something that you might want to become consistent with. Maybe taking your multivitamin every day, or you have some supplements that you want to take and be consistent with, but you forget or you're not prioritizing it. Perhaps going for that walk every day is something that you want to get to, or turning your phone off at a certain time every day, or calling your best friend to vent and share and talk every day. Sitting down to plan your day before the day starts, meal prepping or meal planning, delegating. I'm talking the little day-to-day stuff that if we get good at being consistent with them, they can actually help make our lives so much easier and help make us take care of ourselves so much better. So the way you are right here, right now, just without thinking about it too much, just see where you intuitively land here. What is something you wish you were doing more consistently for your self-care? Something that you know, oh, if I just did this, if I was consistent with this part of my life, this one little thing, it would change my life for the better. A small self-care practice that you want to be consistent with. Take a moment, just the way you are, and feel for the answer to that question. For me, I can immediately think of many, many things, but lately I have been really consistent with getting to the gym, which has felt so good in so many different ways. And I know myself, I tend to go all in for something. I can be very consistent with something for a period of time, and then all of a sudden I lose it, and something comes up, or I get sick, or something happens with the kids, and then I lose that daily consistency, and all of a sudden I've lost it altogether. So I want to stay consistent in going to the gym as often as I can. That's really my big thing right here, right now. What about you? What is something you would like to get consistent with when it comes to your self-care? An example of this could be another one here that I really align with too, is going to bed at least an hour earlier every night. I don't know how many of you resonate with having to catch up or wanting to catch up on alone time after your kids go to bed, if you have kids at home. So oftentimes, even though I'm tired, I stay up at least an extra hour at the end of the day just so I can sort of sit on the couch and watch a show or read a book or do something just for me because I just want the alone time. When actually what I would feel better doing probably is just going to bed so I can have one more hour of sleep. Right? Another example of something that I wish I could be more consistent with. So your turn, what is a small self-care practice that you want to become more consistent with? I want you to spend some time journaling on this. And if you can think of a bunch of them, go ahead, write all of them down. But we're going to focus on one specific one this week to see if we can get a little bit closer to something that really feels like routine. At the end of the day, the things that we do and that we are consistent with for our self-care, at one point, we didn't do at all. At one point, that was just a dream or a longing. For me, there was a time where I used to wake up and chug a cup of coffee first thing. And now for about a decade, every day I wake up, I drink a big glass of water. And it's not a hard thing to do anymore. It's just the thing that I do. So we want these small acts of self-care to become as easy as brushing our teeth twice a day. To get there, we have to actually show up and do the thing every single day. So a self-care practice I want to become more consistent with is, take that to your journal and see where it takes you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll be back with a new episode tomorrow.